Their present, our future. Chapter 1. Slacker. His father chose his words carefully. Man up. It was a simple phrase, yet it humorously summed up his entire philosophy, particularly when it pertained to his son. Direct and painful, always to the point. James asked him once why every word that seethed out of his mouth was so intentionally hurtful, but the only answer he received was that his father hated saying the same thing twice. By being so blunt, no one could ever forget his words. And he was right, of course. Even when James was only half listening, somehow the cruelty made its way into his subconscious, keeping him up at night and forcing him to mull over the same words spat at him each day. Lazy, worthless, good for nothing. Words he eventually believed. And it wasn't like he had anything to prove to the contrary. He was a teenager on the brink of adulthood, living with a single father on a dying makeshift farm, and he had no desire to learn the family business, or anyone else's for that matter. He was completely satisfied enjoying a life of leisure. And funny enough, it was not like his father had the farming knowledge to impart to him in the first place. He didn't know a single thing about his trade. Yet he had still started a farm despite the fact, and no one questioned his authority to do so. He was that feared among the villagers. Over time, James had learned to keep quiet whenever he was publicly in this man's presence. But his father had made it a mission to turn his son into a man, and therefore his tactics were getting more forceful and desperate with each passing year. He had begun yelling at James more and more as he grew, screaming over how he should wake up at 4 a.m. to prepare the pig feed or use that joke as a rototiller to plow through the rotting cornfields. And it was all for naught as James just ignored him. Until now. Now, things were different. Maybe his father were just jealous. Perhaps he was getting fed up with his son's extended sleeping hours or his daily playtime with friends while he toiled away in the fields. Either way, no one ever expected him to go this far. "You can't be serious," James said as his father dropped the eggs he was carrying onto the floor rather than the iron skillet. His father bit his lip at the lost breakfast as James sighed heavily. He could see that his father's frustrations were about to manifest in more familiar ways. "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of you being lazy all the time." "What?" James scoffed, trying to hold back the chuckle under his breath. When his father got angry, it was hard to understand him. James had once told him that he should get that slurring thing checked out, but he hadn't thought that it was funny. Neither did James. "Are you even listening?" his father spat, his cheeks gaining some color behind his farm-tanned skin. He brushed a hand through his dirt-matted hair, causing some foreign particles to fall into the recently washed hands. James made a mental note to skip breakfast. "Believe me, I'm trying."
"Honestly, James, what would you do in my situation?"
"Study linguistics?"
"Son, talk to me like a man, none of the child game stuff.
All I want to know is why would you sign me up without asking me? You're always telling me to man up, but you never gave me the chance to."
"I've given you a chance for 19 years. Nothing's changed. You never take the initiative. All you do is lie around and eat."
"Well, you're not doing that. You hang out with your friends. At least they're trying to accomplish something. At least they make their parents proud."
"Whenever our neighbors ask me how you're doing, I have to change the subject, because it makes me ashamed that you're my son."
"Ashamed? Yeah, you should be, because you're the parent. You're the one who's supposed to raise me and teach me, but you don't. You work all day on a farm that's never produced crops and never kills off all of his animals before winter even hits. You get up early and work all day, and you have nothing to show for it. Nothing. You're supposed to be my role model, but there's nothing to model myself after.
So you become a bum."
"At least a bum's free to make their own choices. I choose to sleep in and chill with my friends because it's what I like to do. What's the point in working when there's no reward in the end?